Six pack of Kalim, first Mishnah. A person puts three protrusions of cement in the ground. The Chibram Betit, and he connected them with Tit. So basically, you have these three legs on the ground with a surface of cement on top of that. Then Tameya, it's considered, it's a kira, it's a chiddush, because even though it's full the holes on it, there's only legs on it, it's not a solid structure, but since it can be used for cooking in it, that's good enough to be considered a type of kliferis, which is makabel, and therefore it's makabel tumah. It took three nails, spikes, and he put them into the ground. Even though he puts something on top of it that the pot could sit on, it's still Torah, because there's a chiddush of Tana and Kira that even though it's connected to the ground, it's still Makabel Tumah. But that's only if it's made out of cheres. If it's made out of metal, it's not Makabel Tumah. If he took two stones and then made them as a Kira, and he also connected the two of them with the cement, then it's Tameya. As long as they're connected with cement, the stone part is mitzarev to the kli and it's makabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda mitar ad sheyaseh shlishis or ad sheyismach lekoisel. Rabbi Yehuda's mitar till he makes the third leg, or he makes it leans it next to a wall. Yeah, so that way the wall helps support the kdei which you put on top of it. Yeah. So because it is enough to have two legs, or do you need three legs, or two legs and a support of a wall to make it more stable, not to make a kabel tumah. If one of the legs is connected with cement and one was not, it's tar, because in order to be clear, all the parts have to be connected.